Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show, Monday, September 28th. We always dig into the world of music when I am guest hosting. Birthdays, anniversaries, death days, number ones, etc., etc. On this day back in 1991, Guns N' Roses released two albums on the same day. Use Your Illusion 1, Use Your Illusion 2. The albums would be number one and number two on the U.S. charts in that first week. Released, I think, the same week that Nirvana's Nevermind was released, which kind of blew up the entire Guns N' Roses aesthetic when it came to rock and roll music. This is You Could Be Mine, also a feature on the Terminator 2 soundtrack. It's 29 years ago. Guns N' Roses released their albums Use Your Illusion 1 and Use Your Illusion 2. Scott Bertram in for Steve Holm, the Steve Gruber Show. Talking tailgating, home gating. Don Paul is with us. We're in this unusual, really unusual time. All four major sports are happening. Baseball playoffs about to get underway. NFL season entering week four. NBA Finals. NHL Stanley Cup still going for at least one more game. And why not have some fun with it? Don, thanks for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Hey, thanks for having me. You know, it's crazy because, typically football season anyway, 50 million tailgaters out there. And obviously it's a little bit different, but more interesting, 30% of those 50 million tailgaters don't even go to the game. They show up at the stadium, they hang out, they have a little party tailgate, and they go home. So those 30% are probably used to hanging out around the fans and everything, and that's where the home gating comes in nowadays.
So do you do that, Don? Do you go to games and not actually go to the game? You go to parking lots. I've never quite understood that.
I've done that only once. And we went because it was a big group of us, and we enjoyed it and everything. And it's funny because there's TVs out there. If it's nationally televised or satellite in, somebody at the game, you watched it. It was a nice day. It's a big... big party out there, a lot of people. So you do, at the time, there's so many people, so you are a part of something. But I tend to have more of that home dating at home and bring friends and family and things like that.
Now, it is fun to get friends and family around for the big game. It's a communal experience as you watch and yell at the television. And it's, of course, do it safely these days. But what about this home gating? You can't go to the games anymore, so people are turning and doing it at home, I suppose.
Oh, they are. And it's in the backyard. So we space out a little bit. And it obviously depends on weather. But as of yesterday, I pulled out. I have this big, obnoxious screen TV, big one, and I wheel it on out in the backyard. We set up chairs, put up some food. So we still have a little bit of experience of being outside, getting some nice fresh air on a nice day. But that's what it's turned to. And I was asked the other day, they're like, do you think this will be, when we go back to into the stadium full force, will this be overtaking tailgate? And no, it won't, but it will. People will include this into their game time instead of watching maybe with two or three people at home or college or pros. They're going to bring in more people because it is this, you're right, it's communal. You're bringing the community in and you're having fun, and that's the big thing about food and family and friends to watch the game.
Talking with Don Paul, tailgating enthusiast here on the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram in for Steve. What are some good tips to make this home gating experience a big success for people out there?
Oh, it's food. Food is going to be it because you don't want to run out. One of the I'm always amazed at it. If it's a close game or not, but people are distracted eating. People will just eat and watch the game, not realize that they're eating. And it's up to 2,600 calories just for the game to eat. And that's fine. So, but you're going to want a lot of food, and you're going to want it to be easy and quick prep. I always say, okay, then during this time, look at diet, look at your friends and family or who's going to be there. And when I say that, I mean, are they keto? You want snacks and food to be keto friendly. You want it to be gluten free. So look at certain snacks that fall in there. One of the beauties of a high protein, virtually no carb, is Celeruti small batch pork rinds. I love that snack because individual bags, so, you know, they can grab it. They don't have to dig their hand into anything. But also you can use it in recipes. Now, I set up, and it varies, but set up a wings bar, so to speak. And when I say easy prepping things, I use no-name barbecue sauce, for instance, and I embellish each flavor. So I take that base, and I embellish it, too, for my wings for different flavors. And that's where it's, and there's it's no harm and no shame in taking any side dishes and making them your own, because you want to make it easy prep. You want to make it easy, and if you have unexpected guests come in and you're running out of food, what do you do? I look for individual sandwiches. You know, the days of that six-foot sub there may be gone for now, but look to a Rayburn Philly cheesesteak right out of the freezer, individually wrapped. I brought my microwave out, believe it or not, out. I guess it was a little strange, a big long extension cord, but bring out that microwave so you have different dishes. People want to warm up, great. And a Rayburn sandwich is in its own package. So, you know, maybe before the commercial was done, they're having a sub. But you have to look at that type of thing. You'll be prepared. Pull it out of your pantry. Pull it out of your freezer, because you don't obviously want your fans to run out of food and kind of look at you like you're crazy. You invited me over here and everything's running out.
You can find out more at rayburns.com, southernrecipesmallbatch.com, parmcrisps.com. That's the one I'm eyeing, actually.
You know what? It's a great, and again, an individual, and it's 100% cheese, you know, gluten-free. It's a nice, crispy snack, and that's where, you know, again, you look at that low carb, no sugar, gluten free. You know, and if you care about that, that's great. If you don't, it's a nice taste, and you can crush it. I crush pork rinds and put them on my wing in place of breading. And same thing with parm crisps. You can put these right in the recipe. So I kind of, you know, I'm like, this is pretty neat. And I have this, and you kind of give a different flavor on your food. So it adds to it, and it's not the same old, you know. Yep. Chili or hot dog.
Well, we got afternoon baseball this week as the playoffs start, so maybe an opportunity to try some of this stuff out. Don Paul, tailgating enthusiast, again, rayburns.com, southernrecipesmallbatch.com, parmcrisps.com for a little more information. Don, thanks for joining us here this morning on the Steve Gruber Show.
I appreciate you. You have a great rest of the day.
Thank you. You too. This portion of the Steve Gruber Show brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power. Dr. Michael Bussler is up next, professor of finance at Stockton University, talking about small business amid the pandemic. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show.
There's plenty to worry about these days. Your water shouldn't be one of them. You need Wolverine Water's reverse osmosis system. I've had a Wolverine Water reverse osmosis system for years, and honestly, my family loves it. We don't fill our shopping cart with bottles of water, and we don't fill the trash with empty bottles. Wolverine Water's reverse osmosis system gives you clean, fresh, and healthy alkaline water, and gives you peace of mind. So why wait? Special offers are available now, and you can enjoy the best water of your life. WolverineWaterSystems.com. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over 1 million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
If I told you you could save tens of thousands of dollars over the life of a WellConnect unit, would you listen? Let me tell you, WellConnect is a heating and cooling system that can literally save you a ton of money. If you're tired of freezing in the winter and boiling in the summer and didn't think you could afford to make a change, this might just change your mind. Using your well water, you can reduce your heating bills by hundreds of dollars a year. No, I'm not kidding. Well Connect will pay for itself and will keep you comfortable the whole year. Well Connect is made in Alpena, Michigan, and it's easy as 1, 2, 3. First, if you have a well, find out if your home is a good fit for a Well Connect. Second, schedule a free home visit. And third, get a Well Connect system installed with no money down financing. Call 989-356-2113 and go to their website, wellconnectsaves.com. 989-356-2113, wellconnectsaves.com. Getting a Well Connect is a no-brainer. You'll be glad you did.